Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Goddess Temple Palace. I was so engrossed in exchanging and feeling energy from another powerful teacher, goddess, healer, that I almost forgot I was doing my show in that moment where there was a pause. But that's all right, because here I am, right on time. You have entered into the Goddess Temple Palace, and I am Queen, Mother, Goddess, Diva, Empress, Shaman, Teacher, Healer, oh, and so much more, opulence, raw, enter, the high priestess of this temple. And I welcome you who choose to come forward with open arms and a filled heart of joy and bliss. And the opportunity to hear myself speak again about the goddess, about the mother, is a blessing. Now I said, hear myself speak, here and now, my words are flowing out into the universe to be received by those who are willing and ready. For those who have ears to hear and an open heart will receive these words. So fear not myself, for I know that I am hearing these words with gratefulness I just came from YouTube, where I have a channel, and you find it. If you put in the Goddess Temple Palace or Queen Mother Goddess, and you'll see my face. And know that it is I you are listening to, and you'll hear my voice and be able to make that connection. But anyway, I was searching the plethora of information that YouTube offered, and I put in women shaman, and I had put this in recently before, but these experiences didn't come forward until now. Timely, everything in divine perfected order, ma'at, balance, justice, truth, and wisdom is my companion and my guide. She who is the first mother is my choice of the name of the keeper, cause of, creatress of the Akashic Records. I was, with much respect and gratefulness, listening to these sisters. And just being empowered. Tanya K. Freeman, Diva Mama, love you. The dark diva, the angry diva is another one, powerful. One is an eldress, diva mama, such as myself, and the other is the, not the maiden, forgot what the middle one is. You can find out. The maiden, the crone, is one that comes in the middle, and they say there's one after. Both giving up potent information. Today, speak to you about, do you believe you have any connection with the goddess? Now, this is September 28, 19. 2017, I went step back in time, going into the 1900s. Be a reason for that. See what comes forward. And there are many who call themselves goddesses. Many. It's a trend. For a while it was queen, goddess is trending now, and that's good because the word is becoming more empowered. I've actually, what's coming into my mind now, is I've actually heard males say, and someone put a post on my Facebook page in response to something I had sent around, was a male saying that the goddess was a whore, I believe. I erased it, but it's coming back into my mind now. And something about she had to have a male to empower her. Something like that, some craziness. And another vision of a male speaking of the word goddess, maybe even God, that it's not an appropriate word. But once something gets into circulation, like money, for example, it has power. When something gets into circulation, when something is repeated over and over again, it doesn't take Webster's acceptance that this is what it is, because it takes on a life of its own. Do you feel you can have a connection with the goddess, even just by affirming that you are a goddess. Has this thought ever crossed your mind? If you're listening to me, it probably has. And I had some experiences recently with some very powerful, in my opinion, feminine womb beings. And they showed to me signs of, oh, here comes the 1900s, of myself in the 1900s, being very, very, very beautiful. Two out of three of them anyway. The other one, I'm not sure what she looks like. I'm imagining she is physically beautiful. Each carrying knowledge, wisdom of ancient worlds, and speaking on it, standing on their platform. It's woven into their life, but yet what was revealed to me, my exchange of time and energy with them, was that they were still having issues addressing the goddess within them, still very much in subservient to the male essence that has been put before us as this is the only way to get to heaven. And I have coined this, I said it now that I'm thinking about it, to another powerful, powerful womb being. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else shall be added unto you. And had her turn around and say, seek ye first the kingdom. I've heard this coming. I've heard this coming. It's so deeply ingrained within us. We have been programmed to be subservient to the male. How this happened is yet to be revealed to me. But it has happened. I too have walked that path of submission in all my physical glory that they were to be, whatever great role I gave them in my life. That in retrospect, in learning and awakening, they were not worthy to have, but I gave them power. I empowered those males and gave away my power to them. They didn't know what to do with it, me, or themselves in most cases. I call upon those of you who are ready to speak these affirmations to yourself, your connection with Goddess, people's definition of what a goddess is will vary. And if you study his story / her story, you will find there are many variations of goddesses, warrior goddesses, love goddesses, healing goddesses, teaching goddesses, maternal goddesses, wealth goddesses, But the reality is all of these qualities are possible for us to have, because when we tap into the first mother, the original goddess, the original diva, the original empress, then she grants to us the awakening of these various skills and attributes and talents. It's like a deck of playing cards or tarot cards or various types of cards, business cards that you just got from Vistaprint. And you go through them and you pull one and you look upon it and you begin to draw from it the energy that is being presented. The cards that you have chosen to draw for yourself are your life. I remember an elder great aunt of mine speaking the words, luck of the draw. And your business card says what you wanted it to say about you. And when you look at it in this moment, is it giving true awareness of who you are? Does it reflect you as a goddess? The tarot card that you may pull I wish I had my deck here, but that's all right. One of my many decks, and I probably could go and get one. I'm getting the feeling of Ma'at. And so I will speak on her and her abilities as goddess. Interet. Kemetic. But you know who translated most of the Madunetta, the hieroglyphs? The males. Now, I couldn't fault us for that. So I am. But that's what we are following in most cases. And male interpretations are not suitable for feminine revelation. Well, in some ways, it has its benefits because I've come up from that. I've taken the hard lessons that I have learned and turned them into victory and revelation and empowerment. You see, you can give your power away, but you can also get it back. Or this is something better. Some might call it soul retrieval. Some might call it cutting of cords and realigning new cords. I call it getting your power back. So the affirmations that are coming forth, and Ma'at, oh yes, that's why I went there. Ma'at is in the middle. You see her in the halls of Amenti is what I want to say. In the judgment scene, and her symbol is right in the center. Right in the center. And she represents balance, justice, equality. Without her presence, does not prevail. The heart does not fully open. Ma'at. Welcome her into your life. The symbol is the ostrich feather. Scales of justice. The affirmations are, I have access to all the vaults that the First Mother has left for me to open in this embodiment. I choose to walk with the goddess who was here from the very beginning, will be here for all eternity. I limit not my power by giving it to any situation. Where I am not guided. By the wisdom. And influence of my connection with her. What I am saying is, there is no limitation possible power. What has happened in the past, relationships have brought me here. I seek those who are ready and willing to worship the First Mother. I am goddess. I am goddess. I am goddesses. I am goddesses. I am holy. I am powerful. I am magical. I am spiritual. My connection to the First Mother, to the First Goddess, is stronger in every moment. I willingly and lovingly let go of people, thoughts, feelings, that are of no benefit to me any longer. I awaken within my sacred body temple the glory of She present within me, and I am her present, and she is my present. I am filled with insight and words of power that I speak lovingly to myself. I willingly let go of my old self and renew myself in intentional ways of joy, regalness, devotion to myself through my devotion to the First Mother. All companions around me are on the path of truth. I attract only male energy within myself and externally that is willing to serve the First Mother. I seek first the Kingdom of Heaven, and all else is added unto me. Wow, that felt good. That felt really good. And I shall come again. I have a YouTube channel, which I think I told you about in the beginning. But if I didn't, go to Queen Mother Goddess, I did, and Goddess Temple Palace. Subscribe, like. And comment, share. And again, interesting journey this day. And I bless my sisters who willingly stand in their power, their goddess power, who are not just giving lip service, but who actually goddesses what I define as goddesses, because it is my definition. There's another one too that's recently come to me. Her name is Miss Pravala. She's a smooth operating goddess as well. Anyway, it's about time for me to go. And I thank you all for listening. Comment on Blog Talk if you wish. And subscribe to my channel here. And until we meet again, Goddess Love, Goddess Devotion, First Mother is the way. Thank you. Nadi Bertrand.